we will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. I guess it's about 11:34 now, but there's one item on consent. I move approval of that item.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
One item I added for discussion, and I think it's simple, but it's different, and so I didn't just want to throw it on the consent calendar and not provide an explanation. So I'll turn it over to Conrad to explain kind of what we're moving toward here, and that this will, the only thing I'll say about it, at least initially, is that this will kind of move the auctioneer licensing to a similar status as how we're doing the grain licensing right now. So go ahead and explain.
Thanks, Craig, Commissioners. So currently what we're doing for auctioneer and auction clerk licenses is they are still being put on the consent agenda on the regular meeting, much in the same fashion as we used to do the grain licensees, although they were on the regular agenda to have a little bit of discussion on those. But since we enacted the online licensing portion of our program for grain licensing, we've, as a division staff, have been able to issue the license provided that the licensee has met all the criteria they need to for their grain license, whether it's facility-based roving or warehouse. What we're looking for is to generate efficiencies with our paperwork processing and timeliness of that, and also with the commission meetings, is to seek your approval to be able to do that same process with the auctioneer and auction clerk licenses, to be able to have the staff, provided that the applicant has met all the requirements they need to meet, that we're then able to go ahead and issue that license to the applicant. And rather than having to wait for a regular commission meeting, or in the case of where an applicant is looking to get that license a little quicker than when a regular meeting is scheduled, then having to seek a temporary approval for issuing that license from a commissioner, then we can have that sent out. So we're just looking to basically streamline this in the same way we've streamlined the grain licensing side of things. And with that being said, similar in fashion to what we do with grain licensing, we've got the once a month we place a motion on there just acknowledging the licenses that were issued in the previous month. We would do the same thing for the auctioneer or auction clerk licenses, so that way the organizations that get copies of the minutes and watch the commission meetings to see who has registered or licensed themselves as a clerk or auctioneer can still get those status updates and see that information.
And we checked with legal staff, and there's no legal changes that need to be made in order for us to do it this way. So,
yeah,
it seems smart to me.
Everybody's very smart.
Okay, then I move the commission to. Oops.
All right.
That's the wrong thing. I move the commission authorize the compliance division to approve and issue auctioneer and auction clerk licenses upon a satisfactory showing of compliance with statutory requirements.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, then we'll go into scheduling, and I don't show anything, but the NSP case was discussed during the meeting, so.
Can we throw out some dates and then we can take them to the company and they can come back?
Yeah, just repeat.
Or they'll actually be here tomorrow, and Dave Cedarquist often listens, so maybe he's already thinking about it and trying to come up with some possible dates. But
just repeat on the record what case we're talking about.
18-155.
Which is the...
I believe. NSP TCJA?
Yeah.
Yeah. 18-155.
Okay. What's the deadline on the notice of opportunity for hearing?
It is
November 15th.
November 15th.
Because I think we'd want to be after that.
Not necessarily.
That, I mean, what if we end up, so we hold informal and then someone requests a hearing, then we go back and redo the same thing again?
After, because what if...
Because this could be postponed then if someone requests a formal hearing.
What if an intervener steps forward?
I don't feel strongly about it. It's just we could have our discussion, and still our discussion is kind of more informal and it might speed things along, but that's I don't feel strongly. If you guys want to wait till after, we sure can.
I'm with you in terms of trying to move things along, but since we're talking about, you know, the components, I don't know if they will or won't draw attention. A lot of moving parts.
We once had...
Yeah, either way. You should be up at the mic, Jerry.
Jerry, take a microphone.
There's arguments for going either way, before or after that deadline. If you wanted to go before it, that way if somebody attended the hearing.
It doesn't do you any good to come up there, but then stand.
So if you made it before that, if somebody comes in and attends the hearing and then says they want to say something, then there's still time for them to make the comments. But if you do it afterwards, then you got, if anything did come in, you get a chance to discuss it during the informal. But, you know, you could always have another informal if you wanted. If you want a formal, either way, you got to go through the notice period over again.
A formal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about the 26th of November? We had that scheduled for something else one time, so at least at that point it worked for everybody here.
What was that? Is that the day after Thanksgiving?
Well, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Remember then they didn't want to fly in?
Yeah. That's, I can put it down here and
we boy,
can.
That's difficult, though.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, you know,
if
the companies.
NSP.
Yeah, if you're NSP, and let's just say you're. I mean, they have to fly out on Sunday.
If we had it in the afternoon, they could fly out that morning because there's plenty of flights from Minneapolis to get here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And we wouldn't need, you know, we just need 2 hours.
We give a couple of dates. I can.
Yeah, why don't we suggest that as one, the afternoon of November
26th. Say 2 o'clock on the 26th is one possibility. Or the 27th is fine. I don't know if anyone here has.
27 Tuesday?
I'm fine with that.
Jerry, you'd probably want to have that one in the afternoon
as well,
right?
Yeah.
I would. You know what? I would prefer the 27th.
Okay.
You want me to cross the 26th off, or?
If the 27th works for all of us, I would.
Okay. I'll put prefer by 27th.
You can never suspect what,
and
you know,
what
will
about
work
the
for the company. Sure.
That one would work for me, too.
28th works for everybody?
Yeah.
Is there still a preference for the 27th, or
I think
don't
the
care?
27th is would be okay. My preference between the 27th and 28th.
Afternoons on all these?
Well, the 28th could be the morning.
Any time on the 28th?
In fact, I think that would be preferable. People want to get home for... The company people want to get home at a reasonable time with Thanksgiving the next
mm-hmm.
day.
Well, no. Thanksgiving is on the 22nd, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a week before.
Oh.
Yeah. The 5th, what about the 15th or...
I'm kind of booked up then.
16th? But yeah, you guys
I'm
up.
Okay then with the 29th or 30th, too.
I'm not sure of the... I know I am not on the 30th, and I... Let's see. Yeah, the 29th, I'd still be available.
I'm adding 29.
28 and 29. So 27, 28, 29.
We'll make it happen on the 27th.
And I got preferred by 27.
Yeah. 27 and 29 would need to be afternoons. Well, 26 would be too, so they could travel out here. 28 could be any time.
I don't even know what the evening flights out of Bismarck are, but I suppose there's, what, a 6:30 and 9 o'clock and whatever.
I think there's like that there's a 5 o'clock-ish flight out to Minneapolis. I don't know that there's many later than that.
I don't remember anymore.
They might have
I
to stay overnight. They might not want to cut it quite that close and
yeah.
not have time to answer questions.
So we could also start, flexible in the afternoon. If they want to do a little earlier than 2 so they can catch a flight late, that last flight, however it works.
Be flexible and consider your schedule, too, on those.
Okay, and appearing by phone, is that a possibility, too?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Not for this. There's a lot. Some of the experts...
They will be here, period.
Yeah, some of their experts could be available by phone, but, the primary people, I think it would be better to have in person.
Yep.
And we can do scheduling off. If that whole week is out for them, then let us know if it's possible so we don't wait.
I'll check it right away here.
Get Dave on. Yeah, you could get some dates. And we could talk about it a bit tomorrow, too, because they'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This way they can think about it overnight. Anything else for today? Okay, we are adjourned.